every new day that I get up. Amen. This takes time. It's not something that happened overnight. But praise God, it's going to take you some time. Praise God, to realize when I get up, I know what the boss man told me that I'm supposed to, what I'm supposed to do. And if you are the boss, I know what I got laid out for my other workers to do. But praise God, God, before I try to tell others what they need to do, praise God, I want to include you in the plan. Praise God, because I may not be being equal, praise God, with the work assignments. I may be putting a little bit more on Susie than I'm putting on Johnny. God, I don't want anybody to say that I'm being partial. Hallelujah. So we have to allow, when we turn over our will to him, it means that we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put him in your plan, everything that you are going to do. And let me tell you something, when you put him in your plan, you got a right relationship with him. And when you put him in your plan, he'll make sure that your plan comes to fruition. He's just that type of God. And I'm here to tell us that he is a God that we can depend on. And for this local congregation, 129 years, we have been following the precepts of God. For 129 years, we're continuing to depend upon him. For 129 years, we have given him our bodies. For 129 years, we have given him our minds. For 129 years, we have yielded over our will to him. And let me tell you, I may not be here to see it. You may not be here to see it. But the next 129 years, if those who follow us will yield their bodies, will yield their minds, and will yield their wills over to him, there will be a beacon out here on this bayou where people can come and learn about a man whose name is Jesus. That's what it means. Praise God. When we talk about our relationship with God, we are to have a right relationship with God. Give him our bodies. Give him our mind. Give him our will. And when we turn it over to him, that's a song that we used to sing a long time ago. Praise God. I believe it said that, come on, somebody help me. What was that song we used to sing a long time ago? Somebody gonna ask me, you got to give me the tune. Praise God. When you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior. Be not dismayed. When men don't believe you, but you want to know something? He'll understand. And say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, I'll be carrying the cross staff and the cross of redemption. But one thing about it, he'll understand and say, well done. That's what you want to hear him say. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, I'll be carrying the staff and the cross of redemption. He'll understand if nobody else understands. He'll understand. He'll understand. And he'll say, say, well done.
First, giving honor to God for my being here, to our pastor, Reverend Joseph Martin Jr., to Reverend Phillips. We have Sister Deetra, and she's asking for prayer. Amen. And she would like to make a statement. We have Sister Kathleen Smith. She's going back to the doctor tomorrow.
Amen.
And she's asking the church to pray for her.
Certainly, certainly.
And we also have Brother Jeffrey P. Keys, and he's asking for continuing in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. We're certainly going to do that. I understand that Sister Deidre needs to make a statement. Would you go ahead? Praise God. And
I want to give an honor to God, Pastor Barton, Pastor Phillips, and my church. Amen. Family. This has been a trying week for me. I've had a lot of stumbling blocks came in my path. And on my way to church, after I heard this song on the radio, I'm depending on you to hold the family through.
I'm You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Ronald
Bell
yeah.
takes you further
you were born
into the Word
in a
manger.
Of God.
But on a tree. We are representatives of God. We represent the kingdom of God. That's what we were talking about. And we read, the last scripture we read was 1 Corinthians 4:20. And it says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. We need to know that the kingdom of God has power behind it. The word of God is power. It has power behind it. We just can't stand up and give people a lot of word, and there's no power behind it. So preachers, teachers of the gospel, pastors, let's make sure that we stay before God until the power of God began to flow in us and through us so that we can do those mighty works that God has called us to do. We're going to read Romans 14:17. It's for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. God gave us Jesus to be wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Jesus, who is his power. I'm talking about Jesus. He's God's power. And we have the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, he said every name, every knee has to bow. We have all power over all Satan's power. Now, why can't we be reliable and true representatives to God as he has called us to be? You know, we can't rob God. If he have to, God will raise up rocks in our place. And I know not any of us will lack to be replaced by a rock. But I'm telling you right now, we better straighten up and we better get the work done that God has called us to do. The time is passing. I hear over the news where people are being killed. Sometimes every day, every minute, every 3 minutes, people are being killed. And not just in one area of the world, but all over the world, people are being killed. You know, murders is taking place. Killings is taking place. People are killing people, and then they're turning around and killing themselves. Now, that should show us that the world, it's not like we used to see it. It's not what like we're used to seeing in the world, where every 4 or 5 months we hear of somebody getting killed. But right now we're hearing in our neighborhood people are getting killed. Every Sunday people are getting killed in this neighborhood, a neighborhood not too far from where we're living. People are getting killed. Every Sunday there's a murder taking place. There's a killing taking place. Now that we should know that Satan has unleashed demons and devils in these people. You know, it's not the people, but it's the demons and the devils that the people have allowed to come in them. The Bible tells us to give no place to the devil. We cannot give Satan a place in our life. But when we argue and we fuss and we have cross words toward one another, the Bible said don't go to sleep. Don't you allow yourself to go to sleep and you're mad or hateful toward somebody. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And you know, I believe people have forgotten that scripture. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And what that means is when you're angry and mad with somebody, don't let the sun go down with you going and saying, look, forgive me. I'm sorry. Even if you know that you didn't